J.J. Gray and Mofro are a swampy roots band from Florida who have been making music for quite a while, finding a following on the jam band circuit. At least part of the credit for the sound of the band has to go to guitarist Daryl Hance, who backs J.J.'s powerful voice on the band's albums, including the new one called Country Ghetto. J.J.'s sound is apparently authentic as he grew up in the country near Jacksonville in Florida, and I ask him about what it was like where he grew up and how it's changed over the years.
When I was a kid, it was all woods, pretty much. A small-knit neighborhood. It seemed like a long ways away from town for people. But now it's my mom and dad still live there, and it's all subdivisions all the way around it. And you don't have to drive 2 seconds to get to anything anymore. But it wasn't like that when I was a kid. It was a big deal when a convenience store got built down the road, you know, like 20 years ago.
But now it's real. Well, you know, I would think that Florida would be one of the places in the country that is more affected by that because so many people want to be there. Mm-hmm. So it must be. So a lot of things you grew up with already are disappeared.
Well, yeah, they say 1,000 people move every day to Florida. I don't know how true that is. But, yeah, pretty much. And, I mean, you know, it's a big change all the way across the board. I mean, with the environment, but also culturally. You know, and some things need changing everywhere in the world. But sometimes people tend to throw the baby out with the bathwater, try to get rid of everything. And that's one of my biggest fears for my kids is to grow up in a world where everybody looks, acts, and does the same thing. I don't dig it, you know.
I totally understand.
My own personal selfishness.
Well, we'll get into some of those and other things to talk about in a bit. But you guys what do you want to start off with?
This is a song called War.
About to die, saving home.
Well, yes, that is War. That is the song that begins the third album from our guest today, J.J. Gray and Mofro from Country Ghetto is the name of the new one. And J.J., explain that concept of Country Ghetto.
Well, I grew up sort of in the country. And people synonymous, you know, the word ghetto is synonymous with being in the city and the urban and whatnot. And most of the people I grew up around were poorer than we were. And I didn't know that. I mean, I guess by today's standards, we'd be below the poverty line, so to speak. But, you know, it's just a state of mind for me. You know, I love it, though. I would rather wear it like a badge of honor, so to speak. Not really honor. I'm not really proud of where I'm from. I had nothing to do with it. I was just born who I was, where I was. But I ain't ashamed of it neither. I'll just go that far. I'll just say I ain't ashamed of it.
Well, who's playing with you today? Why don't you give names to everybody?
Well, Daryl Hance playing the Stratocaster over here in the slide guitar. We've been playing together a long time, nearly 20 years. George Slupik is playing the drum kit, singing background vocals. Adam Scone's playing bass, left-handed bass, and Hammond B3 organ. And he's singing some background vocals as well. We got Art Edmiston playing the tenor saxophone, and got Dennis Marin playing the trumpet.
Now you're about to put down your guitar. Mm-hmm. Is that your first instrument, or was the organ your first?
I bought a guitar. I had a guitar first. I guess I've split time on them, really, to be honest with you. When I get tired of one, I go to the other, and it, you know, I'm not like a great player, so I get tired of it pretty quick, so I keep flipping between them.
Well, there's a lot of music out of the Deep South, whether you talk about things from Muscle Shoals or things that come out of Florida. Heck, I'm going to even include the Allman Brothers in that, where there's a bunch of music that kind of comes together, blues, country, you name it, all kinds of funky stuff. Is that what you grew up listening to?
Pretty much. You know, I mean, when I was real young, my family was religious, like most families in the South, you know, and especially where I lived. And you weren't supposed to listen to rock and stuff like that, you know, but you sneak around and listen to it anyhow. And grown folks did whatever they wanted to. It was just the kids that you got to wait till you got in your own house before you can do that kind of thing, you know, that sort of thing. And although we did listen to the Casey Kasem top 40 countdown on the way home from church. It used to be on every Sunday. And that was like when Disco Inferno was like number one back in them days. But my dad let us listen to it for a little bit. But, you know, I think the land has a lot to do with it. The culture, the way you grow up, the way you see the world, it makes the sound the way it is. You know, that's why reggae music sounds like the islands. And it doesn't sound like, you know, somewhere's in Canada or somewhere else. It just sounds like the islands. It sounds like that setting. So it fits it, you know. But maybe that's just because I've always known that it's where it's from. I don't know. But and a lot of blues or that kind of music, it sounds like home. It sounds like those, you know, those old dirt roads and all that kind of stuff. It just feels right.
That's J.J. Gray. J.J. and Mofro are here today, and he's going to – you switching over to the organ?
Yep.
He's made the transition. What's up next?
This is a song called Circles.
Some say that I wronged you, but I don't know how. If I could make it right, you know I would, you know I would. So please forgive me for what some other man did to you before I came along. 'Cause I don't wanna go on fighting now, fussing over something I can't change at all. But there's no way I can change the past or your pain. I don't want to
if time heals all wounds, then change comes slow, so slow. If I see a smile on your face, the sun may yet, Lord, Lord, shine on us. There's no way I can change the past or your pain. I don't want to bide walking in circles. So deep down, let's start anew. Now walking in circles.
On the World Cafe, that's J.J. Gray and Mofro, and Circles is another one from Country Ghetto, which is the band's new one, which is out on Alligator this time around. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a song called By My Side.
Going
great slice of what this band does. J.J. Gray and Mofro are playing live for us. That's another one that is on the Country Ghetto album. And what about storytelling for you? What about songwriting? Where does that come from?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I tried to write songs that were really universal. And in the end, I never cared about what I sang about. I just tried to sing and sound good and, you know, try to... It just felt like an exercise or like it was a commercial. I was doing a commercial for television or something, just doing my own stuff. So I don't know. I just started singing about my own family and about all the stories and all the stuff. And, you know, my family is a bunch of comedians. You know, when they have family reunion or ever get together, everybody's, you know, fighting for their peace, you know, fight for their minute to tell their story. And everybody's sitting around laughing. I just grew up around that. And being loudmouths and trying to hold the floor as long as you can. So, but when it got personal for me is whenever I started, you know, I don't want to say believing in it because that sounds weird, but sounds like after school special type thing or something, you know, like I'm confident in my music, but it wasn't nothing like that. I didn't have to think anymore. I put it that way. I just quit thinking and just started playing and just letting it happen, you know. I found that for me, at least in life, the more I let go and the more I get personally out of my way, the better everything is, whether it's singing, playing, hanging out with friends or whatever. You know, an evening out that you try to make happen sucks, and an evening that you just let happen is great. So I just try to do the same thing with everything now.
Well, we're going to live like that from now on. Thanks. That's definitely...
I don't know if it's good for anybody else. It's good for me.
Well, it sounds good to me. Thanks a lot for
Thank you.
Coming by.
It's great.
J.J. Gray and Mofro in the studio here on the World Cafe.